stops to be. Oh.
It's a full-time job, you know what I mean? So you need your books, but your money's all spent. Renting your books can save you up to 55%. We also offer used, new, and e-books too. And custom course packages just for you, just for you. So hit us up for the textbooks before it's too late. Go to bookstore.ubc.ca. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101, wait, CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. I don't know why I didn't know what I was going to say there. I mean, I've been saying the same thing every Friday for like 6 or 7 or 8 years or something, a long time. The last commercial, the last PSA, it's just titled Rentals, and I was thinking it was going to be the band. The Rentals, because it had a date on there, January 18th, and I was like, oh, maybe the Rentals are playing tonight in town, but it was about renting books, which I guess is a smart thing to do if you're a thrifty student. This is Radio Zero. My name is Tyler. My co-host is Cam Dales. He was not in the actual studio today, not physically with us today, but he did prepare his segment of the program for us in advance, so we'll be checking into that in a second. This show is brought to you every Friday by The Cobalt at 917 Main Street. Tonight and every Friday is Come Friday with Trevor Risk, Christian Flores, and different bands every week. And I'm not sure who they got on tonight. I will look into that as soon as I get the internet working on one of these PCs in the studio here. We got like three PC monitors cracking now. Two of them are sideways. So it's like they're 9x16. Not 16x9, and one's a square, so it's pretty trippy up in here right now. Maybe I'll take a picture of all these monitors with the Windows logos and put them up on the Instagram, and you can look at them, and you can enjoy them too. You can pretend you're sitting in the driver's seat. Also at the Cobalt, every Tuesday, myself and my friend Justin do a weekly free night there, free party. We make all the pinball machines free and plug in a Nintendo 64 up onto the big screen with like Mario Kart and GoldenEye and stuff. And just bring a bunch of weird records in. Whoa. Crank it up. Get a telegram here. And it's a lot of fun. It's every Tuesday from 9 till 1. Or I guess they open at 7 or 8 maybe actually. For the real pinball freaks. Actually, they're very, very normal guys. I don't even play much pinball there anymore because it's always the patrons. I gotta let them play, but I'm playing Street Fighter 2 a lot, and I'm really not doing great at it. I thought I was way better at this game, but I think the Street Fighter 2 game at the Cobalt is maybe modded or something, because when you shoot the fireballs with Ryu or Ken or Guile, they if you do them on medium or fast, they fly up into the air or fly down into the ground. And you can't even hit a guy because your fireball's going into the floor. I don't know why it would do that. I think someone modded it. Somebody did some circuit bending, which may also explain why it was in green when it first started working there. And I shook it one day, and I'm not sure what I did, but I made it this green color again. So maybe I was part of the circuit bending. Okay. Tonight is the second last night at the Waldorf for events there. We're not sure. The future of the actual physical building is uncertain, but the people that made it interesting are all out on their asses. The building's been, the property's been sold, as probably everybody in the world knows, to condo developers. If you don't know, then I have no idea how you even know about this program on CITR. But the Waldorf's been sold to condo developers, and the team that held the lease there and was putting on events and making it a cool place is all out on tomorrow night. It's the last night there for those guys. So tonight is the second last night. A bunch of stuff happening in there. Ground Salva? Oh my god, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing this correctly. Ryan Hemsworth, like the We Did It crew, is playing there with, I think, Expendable Youth Matt's playing tonight even. Gay Husbo's got his rapture party happening in the basement. I think Cherche's doing something. Bunch of people. Yeah, second last night, so hopefully you got a ticket in advance. I think it's all sold out, and I'm guessing they're not doing any sort of guest list there for anything, so don't ask. Anyhow, Ryan Hemsworth is in the building tonight. So if you're one of the people lucky enough to, I guess, have tickets for the Waldorf, this is what you're going to be installed. Oh, man, my brain is not working today. This is what's going to be happening. This is Ryan Hemsworth, Bass World. On Radio Zero. If you want to check us out when we're playing, check us out on Twitter, at Radio Zero Radio. And every time we play a track, it comes up, we'll list it there so you know exactly what's playing when. It's Bass World, Ryan Hemsworth on Radio Zero.
Thank you. shot for your destiny. Take a step back, make a way for me. I won't let time get the best of me. Hold a bright light, shine the dark away. Feed a jukebox till it starts to play. Write your way back to the letter A. I won't let the fear get in your way.
The New Testament.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Not just Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Sunday, January 27th, Fortune Sound Club and Psychic Pornography present XXYYXX, with guests Cyril Hahn, Camdales, Headspace, and Klein. Tickets are already sold out, but there will be a limited amount released at the door. Sponsored by 101.9 FM, CITR.
Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. My name is Tyler. This is Radio Zero. If you wonder what we've been playing, you can check us out on our Twitter, twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio, and all the songs as we played them are listed in, I guess, if you're looking at it, it looks like it's in reverse order, but, you know, whenever they come on, it's that one's at the top. If you want to get a hold of us at the station, you can. Just don't call me while I'm actually talking on the air. It's 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. The last thing we just heard there was John Talabo. What do we hear? for Lindstrom, the new stuff from Lindstrom and Todd Terry before that. We heard new stuff from Mock and Tooth before that. Where's Octa Octa, Ryan Hemsworth, a bunch of new stuff out of from Goma Records in there, I think. And yeah, if you want to know, just look at our Twitter and all the tracks listed there. I can't remember what we all just played, but I wrote them all down. All right, so tonight, this is the end, the second last day of the Waldorf's operations. A bunch of stuff happening there tonight. Ryan Hemsworth is playing. Ground is Lava is playing. Leisure is having their two-year anniversary party, I believe. That's going to be cool. A lot of good stuff happening there tonight. I think it's all sold out. They'll probably be doing some walk-up tickets as well, like admissions, but I don't know how many. You're going to be able to get, or what's the deal with that? I think it's going to be kind of like, if there's space, I'll let someone in. So yeah, that's too bad. Hopefully the operators of the Waldorf will be Tom and Ernesto and Kasia and Danny and the gang there can find another venue to continue their business in. But with the current condition of Vancouver's liquor laws, where you just can't get one, you're not allowed. Unless you're, a criminal organization of some sort, then you just can't have a liquor license. You can't operate a liquor primary, and it means you just can't host events in adult-oriented spaces where people are allowed to have beer. So that's probably something that could do some changing in the city, because, other cities manage to have bars, and they do okay. Toronto, people are still going to work there. There's a bar, on most streets and most neighborhoods, and yet the citizens make it to work. They don't end up in jail. There isn't just rampant crime and prostitution in Toronto that I know of. I could be wrong, but, walking around Ossington, Dundas area, it seems pretty chill. Could be wrong, though. I could be just blind to all of the rampant crime and prostitution that's going on Dundas and Ossington around all those bars, but I don't think I am. Anyhow, let's get back to more tunes here. Also, I should mention, tonight, even though we are done Ice Cream Social on Mondays at the Waldorf, because obviously we're kicked out of there because the lease has been broken or whatever, we'll still continue doing monthly at the Biltmore once a month on Fridays, and this just happens to be the Friday that we were doing it this month, even though we had the crazy blowout there on Monday. We didn't really, we had no time to plan for that. We found out 2 days before, Monday night that the Waldorf was going to be closing, and that would be our last, final Monday to do our party there. So anyhow, still doing it tonight, this Friday at the Biltmore tonight. We'll be doing our Ice Cream Social there, and then continuing on the third Friday of every month until maybe the Biltmore closes down. Maybe some condos will buy the Biltmore and kick us out of there. Who knows? Hopefully. God knows I don't want to have to work in bars anymore. I'd rather have more condos go up. So we'll be opening at 9 o'clock. It's free before 10, half price before 11. And it's usually a pretty good time, so come on by. If you want, hey, why not? Call me if you want guest list. Hey, why not? Let's get crazy here. 604-822-2487. Let's get back to some more tunes, though. This is not the latest from Barnt, but the first time we played this on the show. This is from late 2012. From Is This What They Were Born For? EP from Barnt, which is also a magazine sort of and musician, techno, maybe techno producer out of Cologne, Germany. One of my favorite places in Germany that I've never been to. But this is You Are DJ by Barnt on Radio Zero. Check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. Stay tuned for Nardwuar coming up in about 30 minutes. And yeah, give me a call, 604-822-2487. We can talk. Tell me a story.
Thank you.
Alright guys, this is it for the Radio Zero show today. Thanks for tuning in. This is Fallback by Factory Floor, just out now on DFA Records. Narbar is coming up next with Brother Ali on the show, I think, and a new song by Brother Ali for Narbar. About Narbar, about the Narbar interview with Brother Ali, so stay tuned to that. And Kevin Smith is on the show today too. Alright, this is CITR Radio. Thanks for tuning in to Radio Zero Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Zero Radio or check our website, radiozero.ca. Have a nice weekend.
Bohemian.
And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it's time right now for the Nardwuar the Human Serviette Radio Show. Yes, it's the Nardwuar the Human Serviette Radio Show, where I, Nardwuar the Human Serviette, do a dumb, stupid radio show where I interview people, where I play music on the Nardwuar the Human Serviette Radio Show, and also where I provide a forum, hopefully, for you to listen and see and think to yourself, if he can do a radio show, I can do a radio show too. Therefore, it's really inspiring to get feedback. Every DJ says, I don't really like feedback, I just do it because I love it. Well, deep down, we all love getting feedback. For me, it's particularly amazing when the feedback comes in an oral capacity, and it came right towards me big time at South by Southwest this past year in Austin, Texas. I had just finished doing an interview with Action Bronson, the rapper from Queens, and I was walking throughout the South by Southwest Convention Center. I was approached by a gentleman named Brother Ali, and he asked if I would do an interview with him. I said, I can't believe you know who I am. He said, I'd love to do an interview with you one day. A couple months later, Brother Ali came to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and I did an interview with Brother Ali. Amazing! After the interview, Brother Ali contacted me to tell me that he had actually taken some of the records that I had given him and turn them into a song. I couldn't believe this. Somebody was actually listening to me, or not necessarily listening to me, but actually using the gifts that I had given him in an interview. And I was just totally floored by this. And I later found out, in fact, maybe just yesterday, that Brother Ali had written an entire song all about me, Nardwuar the Human Serviette, and the encounter that we had. If you want to hear the interview that you did, me, well, you, because you helped me, you listeners, you can check out nardwuar.com. And for all you podcast listeners, at CITR here, we've had a slowdown of some of the podcasts because they were broken, but now they're going to start up again. So if you've been missing the podcast, we're going to keep them going, but you can check them out, the ones that you missed, at nardwuar.com, including the interview I did with Brother Ali. Brother Ali, again, as I mentioned, put together this song, and I'm just totally blown away. So today on the Nardwuar the Human Serviette Radio Show, going to begin with a song called Nardwuar by Brother Ali, and also on the Nardwuar the Human Serviette Radio Show,